So you wanna know? Welcome to the Swana Know podcast. I'm your host, Annelisa Swana. Join us every week as we explore stories of triumph, resilience, and anything you wanna know. In today's podcast, we speak all things Mzwandile Mali Schools Rugby Tournament, a tournament that has become a beacon of hope and resilience in our community. We'll be exploring the incredible journey of the players and coaches who have woven a remarkable tapestry of hard work, determination, and passion. Welcome to the Swana Know podcast. Today we have with us Monde Chaliti, who is the head coach of the Mzwandile Mali 15 and one of the players, Brooklyn Teobe. Welcome.
Good day to all the listeners.
Good day, everyone.
Can you tell us about your role in the team?
My role at Mali 15, I'm at the moment the head coach. But I started out as one of the selectors, which later on Mr. Mali appointed me as the head coach for the 15th.
And your role, Brooklyn?
My role is I'm a player and also the captain of the Mzwandile Mali 15.
Okay. Monde, please tell us, what is the Mzwandile Mali Schools Rugby Tournament?
Mzwandile Mali Schools Rugby Tournament is the idea of Lincoln Mali in honor of his dad. The tournament started in 2014. One of his aims was to revive his school's rugby in the townships.
Sure.
The tournament is mostly for quintile 1 to 3 schools, which are one of the schools, which are some of the schools which are actually neglected in your fixtures.
Mm.
In 2024, there was 528 boys, 24 schools, mostly from Eqebega and Fort Beaufort, which is now known as Magoma, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is.
Then that is how fight went before it went international. Now, Mr. Mali then was invited to come to a Seven Oaks Rugby Football Club, where a colleague or former colleague of his, Ulu Wipwotas, sent an invite for 22 boys to come and tour England and be hosted by Seven Oaks for the year of 2024. Then with the teams playing in a knockout competition in Fort Beaufort and Iqebega, we came up and selected 22 traveling and 10 non-traveling reserves.
Sure.
Had a squad of 32.
Okay.
Of which the 22 would be traveling and the other 10 would be non-traveling.
You mentioned that it's Iqebega, it's boys from Iqebega and Fort Beaufort. And now you are a team. So you are a team that do not go to the same school and that do not even stay in the same town. So how have you managed to bring the boys together and prepare for matches?
One, when the tournament started in February, Mr. Mali had an agreement with Super Sports Schools, of which they shared a link of all the games. Now, this gave myself, Mr. Lakimange, Baba Lumpongo, who were the 3 selectors, it gave us an opportunity to look at the other games as well, especially those ones in Fort Beaufort, the ones we couldn't attend. And that is how we started selecting a team.
Okay.
Then, as far as training is concerned, because of the distance apart, we could only meet every 6 or 7 weeks, but we had sessions with the High Performance Center, the Academy at NMMU, and we had all our assistance as well as the fitness of the players. And the friendly games we played with other schools as well as also assisted us.
Oh, okay.
Now, when it comes to fitness, it basically depended on how honest the players were to themselves.
Sure.
Because
yes.
if you were saying you're training and you're not training, it's definitely going to show when we do the fitness at the High Performance Center at NMMU.
Oh, okay. Brooklyn, I want to know what motivated you to pursue rugby? You could have done anything. Why rugby?
What motivated me is when I was in grade 5, one of my father's friends told me that I know I should quit soccer and try rugby because of my body. So I was like, I kept on saying, no, I want to play soccer. And then one day I decided just, okay, let me try rugby. And I fell in love with it. And to this day, I'm still playing.
That's awesome. And who have been the key figures in your life who have supported your journey?
The key figures in my life have been, I can say, my parents and the coaches at school, always supporting me. Let's say I'm unmotivated, they're always there to help me. And also my friends and my teammates, they're always there to help me. When I'm down, when I had a bad game, they're always there to pick me up. Even the coaches now here at the Mali XV, they're always there for me and
sure.
always willing to help.
And how has it felt to be chosen from 528? You made it to the 32.
It was at first when I heard, I couldn't believe it. But
can imagine.
Yeah, I was very emotional. But yeah, it was something that I was working hard for the whole year. And last year when I heard that there was going to be a tournament, I worked hard and I just wanted just to even be in the team. It didn't matter even if I didn't go to England, as long as I was in the team and I started to make a name for myself.
Sure. You mentioning the UK tour, and I want to ask you, what were your initial thoughts? Now you're hearing that you'll be traveling to the UK. You're not traveling to Joburg, you're not traveling to Cape Town, but to the UK. How did you initially feel?
Yeah, it was quite scary because I've never been out of the... I have been out of the borders of South Africa, which is because I was born in Zimbabwe, but I've never been out of the borders of Africa. So it was quite a scary thing knowing that you must sit in a plane for like 10 hours. It was it was quite scary. But when we got there, it was one of the best weeks I've ever had in my whole life. It was the people there, the environment, everything was the best.
That's awesome. I want to know from you, Monde, what was the most challenging aspect of the tour, both on and off the field?
Challenging aspect of the tour. First was to get these guys' excitement levels down. I mean, we were not here to do some sightseeing. We were there to play rugby.
Yeah.
But all said and done, their behavior, the way they took everything on, it didn't give us much challenges.
Sure.
It's just that the fact that we had to play our first game within the first 24 hours of landing after such a long flight. Then when they started getting a jet lag, day 2, day 3, and trying to get their spirits up, especially when we were playing in, was it Brighton College? With Brighton College being ranked in the top 5 schools in England as far as the rugby is concerned. Now, trying to get them back into the right state of mind to be able to play that game was quite a challenge. But when they realized that there's not much difference between them and these players they were playing against, and the comeback or the rugby they played second half, I think that was also one of the motivational factors as far as the rugby is concerned.
Mm.
But there was any challenges, we didn't have much.
We didn't.
There was not even one of the players who said he was homesick.
So they wanted to stay in
the
UK?
They just wanted to stay longer.
Brooklyn, were there any cultural differences that you noticed between you guys and the other teams that you were playing with?
Yeah, there were not that many. There were quite a few. Like how we usually sit as a team and talk, and how they usually sit as a team, it's different.
Mm.
But we didn't have a choice but to try and adjust, because we had to stay with some of them, we had to play with some of them. So we did our best to adjust to how they are living, and it was not that long that we took that, and then we already started adjusting, and we were becoming almost similar to them.
So, Monde, please tell us, what does the future look like for the Mzwandile Mali Schools Tournament?
I'd say Mzwandile Mali Schools Tournament, it's going to be better by the coming every year. In preparation for next year, we've already had a meeting or two. The first meeting, I know, was in Zondelelo on Wednesday. Now, for next year, we're expecting between 20 and 30 schools as compared to last year. And next year as well, we've invited schools from Alice, Queenstown, Grahamstown, Gqeberha, and Fort Beaufort. Mm-hmm. Now, the prizes for 2025 will be 50,000 for the winning school, 25,000 for the losing finalist, 10,000 for a semi-finalist. Mm. Then there's additional prizes for the player of the tournament. He will get 10,000.
Sure.
And 10,000 to contribute towards his bursary.
Oh, wow.
The coach of the tournament will get 10,000, and he will become the assistant coach to Mzwandile Mali 15. There will be selectors coming from other schools, hoping that one or two of them, Mzwandile Mali 15 players, would catch their eye and get bursaries as well.
Okay, that is so nice. So this is my last question, and this is to you, head coach. What message would you like to send to players who hope to be part of the Mzwandile 15?
Well, I'd say here's an opportunity. Grab it with both hands.
Mm.
Fortunately for today's youngsters, they've got better opportunities than we had in the past, because we had to go through a lot of barriers to prove that we can play rugby.
Mm.
Now, here's an opportunity where you get exposed live on TV.
Sure.
And if you don't grab it, then you can just blame yourself. You can't blame your teachers or anyone else.
Thank you. So now we are joined by Xolani Grootboom, who is the assistant coach at the Mzwandile Mali 15. And he's the assistant coach because he is the winning school's coach, and that is Nzondelelo High School in Zwide. And we are also joined by Someleze Mavata, who is a player for Nzondelelo High School. Hello and welcome.
Thank you very much. Good day, sir.
Good day, everyone.
So to you, Butkolani, what does this tournament mean for schools in the township?
It means a lot, because the children now are playing rugby again, because sometimes no playing too much rugby in the schools, especially our location, because don't find the fixtures in EP rugby.
Sure.
That's why the schools now are attending this tournament. If you see last year, I think the schools are 16 or 20.
Mm.
On Wednesday in the meeting, you have 30 schools are coming for the tournament.
Sure.
So still more schools are interested to gain again for this tournament.
That is so awesome that it's making such a difference. From 16 teams, now 30 teams are interested in joining the UK tour. What can you say was the highlight for you for what you saw in the boys? What did you see in the boys? What highlight did you see? What type of impact did the tour make for them?
I think the boys now are more changing their lifestyle.
Sure.
Because most of the time in our location in Sweden, They have to stay in the corners and do something, not do nothing.
Yeah.
Now they know now they have a purpose in life. Mm. So many in my school now, many boys I want to play, including the rugby girls. Sure. I want to play. And maybe the secret for Tatu Mali, Lincoln Mali. They want to join now for the girls for the Mali tournament in 2016. So it's still in the waiting of data. So many people now are going to join rugby.
Thank you so much. So Meleze, please tell me, what motivated you to pursue rugby?
What motivated me to play rugby? It was my dad. He was playing rugby for African Pumas. His dream was to travel by playing rugby and overcome many things in life.
Sure.
So I wanted to chase his dream.
And in your life now, as you're playing rugby, who are your biggest supporters?
My biggest supporters are my family and people that are close to me.
How can you describe the bond that you guys formed in the UK?
We show the brotherhood to people that are around in UK. Because we enjoy every time that we spend together as a team.
What are your dreams for rugby, for the future of your community?
My dreams for rugby, I want to play for the Blue Bulls. Yeah, I want to be a Springbok player. I want some children from where I'm staying from to see that in sport you can overcome anything.
Sure.
Yeah, nothing is impossible, is nothing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us. It has been an absolute pleasure having you in studio with us. That's all we have for you today. So wanna know more? Tune in again next week. But until then, stay inspired and stay motivated.